is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Healthy is Wealthy Podcast. This is your host, Rhonda Arndorfer. I love to inspire women to be healthy and wealthy. Did you know that we have two brains? Your second brain is actually in your gut. Every week, I will bring you gut-brain access topics, empowering healing through restoring the gut-brain access. Let's get your life back through gut health. Welcome, everybody, to Healthy is Wealthy with Rhonda Arndorfer. I am so excited today to have Tiffany Meyer with us. Tiffany is outside of Dallas, and she has Tiffany Meyer Wellness, so you can go to her website to contact her. Tiffany is a functional nutritional therapist and sees patients either in person or via Zoom calls, like phone calls. So Tiffany, I know you have a new topic that you really want to educate people on. What is that?
Yeah, so it's something that I kind of, in my social media following, kind of teased a little bit, but I haven't really announced it yet. So this is the first time I'm talking about it anywhere publicly.
That's so exciting.
So just a little bit about me. I've been officially a nutritional therapy practitioner for a little over a year. Started my health journey, like my personal health journey, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. And one of the few things that I wasn't willing to give up, and I did a ton of research and said, okay, you know, I'm doing everything else I feel like I'm doing right. I'm clean eating. I'm sort of paleo. I drink my water. I'm getting fit, all those things. But I was not willing to give up my birth control pill. And that's one of the things where it's not necessarily the worst of the things you could do, obviously, but to really be medication free, to be, you know, letting my body do the things that it needs to be doing without any, you know, pharmaceutical influence, essentially. I hadn't really given that up yet. And like I said, I did a ton of research. So I was kind of, you know, thinking, well, I don't have a lot of the side effects. I found a pill that really seems to work well with my body. I don't really have time to deal with my hormonal issues and that once a month thing. So I just skipped it all together. And yeah, that was the one thing I couldn't give up. And based on some insurance changes and some of the things and the way payments work, I was kind of either going to be forking off, yeah, a lot of money to keep, to stay on birth control. I mean, I'm married, but we, you know, we have three kids. We don't want any more kids. So there's that aspect of it too. But, you know, so it was okay. It's time to get off, and I'm going to make sure this goes as smoothly as possible. I've seen a bunch of horror stories about women who get off the pill and just, I don't know, just so many things can happen and so many things that they're not anticipating. You've got women who have been on the pill since they were 13 or 14 years old and just don't know.
Right. So how long have you officially been off the birth control?
Oh, I think it's been either 8 or 10 weeks now. I've been through two full cycles, which is exciting because that's one of the things, right? You get women who are off birth control and all of a sudden they might have one, like essentially a withdrawal bleed because their body, when you're on the pill, your body isn't ovulating. So you're not, even if you have that sugar pill week, you're not getting a full period. You're just getting a withdrawal bleed. So I had that pretty soon after I stopped. I was very, very lucky. They talk about how you can sync your cycle with the moon. And I think most women who get into a habit of syncing and who are fairly regular tend to sync with the new moon, meaning they start their first day with the new moon. I actually am synced up with the full moon, which apparently is indicative of like healers and shamans and stuff. So that's kind of cool. That fits what I do, but I'm synced up with the full moon. So I've had two now, the withdrawal and then obviously just a regular period, which is exciting. I see a lot of women that have the withdrawal and then don't have anything else for months or even years after, especially after being on the pill for, you know, 15, 20 years.
So are you looking to help women on this eWomen network to get coached, you know, be coached or talk to you about how they can get off of the same thing that you've done? Are there some things that you had to do ahead of time before you stopped taking the birth control pill?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's different for everybody. I'm a huge believer in bioindividuality. That's how I run my practice. That's how I work with my clients. But for me personally, you know, like I mentioned, I kind of started cleaning up my diet. I was not a clean eater in my 20s by any means, or even before that. So, you know, Doritos and Hot Pockets and all the easy, quick things, drinking soda like crazy, not really drinking any water, all the normal, I feel like standard American, you know, it's quick, it's easy, let's pop it in the oven and not worry about it. So I started transitioning off of that. And let me say, because I feel like so many people I talk to are, they want this change overnight. They decide to get healthy and they clean out their pantry, clean out their fridge, and their body goes into shock because all of a sudden they're changing all of their food habits and their body's struggling to adjust to all these new healthy, nutrient-dense things. So mine was a very slow journey. It was, okay, stop the soda. Okay, now let's look at gluten. Okay, because yeah, I have a reaction to gluten. Not everybody does, but I'm definitely one of those. So it was incorporating all of those things over a period of time, and it takes a while. And to some extent, you know, you're still, I feel like people are always on that journey to make a conscious, healthy choice. So I focused a lot on that. And then when I really got to the point where I was like, okay, this is happening. I've been on this medication forever. I feel like my body likes it. Now, here's the other thing. I was also supplementing with a mineral blend that had magnesium, as well as supplementing with B vitamins, because a lot of, unfortunately, OBGYNs can't advise their patients of it, or don't advise, rather, because I don't know how informed they are. But when you're on the pill, B vitamins especially, and then for me, it was actually B6. It was P5P that was really depleted. And then magnesium, both of those are heavily depleted when you're on that medication. So I've been supplementing with those for at least 2 or 3 years. You know, so that was part of it, was making sure my body was kept up with those things that the pill naturally depletes. But then getting off of it, one of the things that I really started looking at is the best ways to do it. And I see women who have gotten off the pill and they have massive hair loss, they have massive acne, they have massive cramps. All of the things that happened before they got on the pill for to alleviate all of those horrible periods. And then they get off the pill and it all comes back. It all comes screaming back. It's all the same. Nothing has been done to rectify all of those symptoms other than just, you know, a pill sitting on top of it. So I think with me cleaning up my diet, and then one of the other things I started looking at was seed cycling. And so I started doing that as well. So I'm sure you're familiar with seed cycling, but for people who are listening, I think, you know, basically from the day your period starts, or if you don't have one, start, you know, start with the new moon, and you take a tablespoon of pumpkin seeds and a tablespoon of flax seeds and grind them down and consume that daily for about 14 days, assuming your cycle's going to be 28 days. And then once you hit your ovulation cycle, you flip and go to sesame seeds and sunflower seeds, 1 tablespoon of each. So I've been doing that, and it's fun to find different ways to incorporate them every day, because sometimes I'm like, oh, I got to figure out how to get my seeds in. There's a lot of recipes out there if you go out to Google and look up seed cycling recipes. But so I did incorporate that. That was probably the only big change that I made in getting off the pill that I wasn't doing before. But like I said, you know, it's 5 or 6 years of unknowingly sort of prepping my body for this, trying to get my hormones regulated, which is hard to do when you're using synthetic hormones.
So it's so interesting. You talk about all of this, and my presentation tomorrow is at a college for 300 college students that are eating those. I don't even know what the pockets are because I've never bought them.
Yeah.
Super clean eating, and just it's been a natural thing. My son has Lyme disease, so what we put in our bodies has to be scrutinized, and basically it's just a super clean, gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free diet. So that changed for me over 10 years ago. So food is medicine for him. So anyways, it's just interesting how, you know, your background and how you've taken what you know about nutrition and made sure that you're getting off of birth control in such a way that your body was able to just smoothly transition. It's so cool.
I think, you know, everybody says it takes at least 3 or 4 months to make sure your cycle is actually syncing. So I'm actually using an app. I'm tracking. This is super detailed. So if there are any men listening to this, there's probably not, but sorry. There's an app that helps me track like cervical mucus and all of those things to help with, you know, the fertility awareness method, and just to keep my calendar going to say, okay, you know, am I going to hit on the right day? Am I going to, and just to see where things at, see where it's got symptom tracking, like if you get headaches or cramps or any of those things. And that's one of the big things that women are trying to avoid, right, is the cramps, because the cramps can get so bad. But so about 2 months out, I'm doing okay. I don't have any major, you know, some of the horror stories that I've seen, I don't have that. Obviously, I'm not worried about actually, you know, getting pregnant. So there's that aspect too. A lot of women get off and assume that, you know, a couple months after being off the pill, they can get pregnant, and their hormones are so out of balance and their body just can't handle it. So they look at, okay, well, what do I need to do to get pregnant without first addressing how to balance out those hormones after coming off the pill? So I think that's one of the big things. But yeah, I'm kind of excited that so far I seem to be doing all the right things and seem to be, because I was one of those, right? I had the heavy period. I had, you know, the massive cramps. I had the migraines, all of that that came with it. So the fact that I've come off however many years later and I'm not having those experiences. I'm really excited right now.
Awesome. Well, if anybody needs to, you're on this eWomen network, if anybody needs to get a hold of you, they can find you at tiffanymeyerwellness.com. And so we're going to take a really quick short break and we'll be right back.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Rhonda Arndorfer with Healthy is Wealthy, and I'm very excited to have Tiffany Meyer here from tiffanymeyerwellness.com. She is a functional nutritionalist, and she has worked on her own body so much to be able to eliminate her birth control that she's been on for years with, I want to just say, basically no side effects, right?
That's what it's looking like so far. I mean, obviously, you know, there's the getting the actual period, but that's not a side effect. That's what your body's supposed to do. And you know, I think that's the hardest thing to come around to is the pill is such an easy answer, especially for moms of teenagers, moms who don't want to see their girls in pain and everything. Now, for me personally, I wasn't on it as a teenager. I actually got on it in my early 20s because I was supposed to get on Accutane for acne. My acne was so bad, probably due to the diet and due to, you know, numerous other things and stress levels and all the things that can essentially create toxins coming out of your skin is really what that is, right? It's just toxins trying to get out of your body. But so I got on it because I was supposed to go on Accutane. And then at the last minute, I had talked with a friend who had just gotten off Accutane. And the stories she told me about that and just the suicidal thoughts and all those things, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm not going to do this. Like, I want cleaner, you know, clear skin, but I don't want to go on Accutane, but I'd already started the pill. So I just stayed on it for more than a decade.
So it's ironic too that, you know, the skin issues are also really in the toxins trying to get out of your skin with Lyme disease. Mm-hmm. I also work with a lot of teenagers because there's this new science around the gut, right? And if you can get your microbiome in balance, you can get rid of the acne. And so there's other alternatives to getting on stuff if you're a mom here listening and thinking about what decisions they want to make for their teenagers, or obviously make the decisions with their teenagers. There's some gut health that's the new science is out there that's telling us about our microbiome, which is our gut, and the good and the bad bacteria, and how to feed them so that we can eliminate the acne and a few other things we've been eliminating too. So it's been kind of fun. So is there anything that you wanted to get across to the women that are listening here today before we wrap up?
Yeah. I think a lot of times women have a lot of shame around whether it's their period, whether it's that they're on the pill, whether it's that they have an IUD. I think women tend to, as public as we are now, and as much, you know, news as there is around women and, you know, basically the whole feminist movement, we still don't really talk about the hardest issue, which is maybe we want to stay home and have a family. Maybe we want to be that stay-at-home mom, or maybe we want to be a working mom. And there's so many things around it and so many things around, maybe we don't want to be a mom at all, but we want to be healthy and we want to be the best optimal version we can be. Well, you need your cycle working correctly to do that. And you need to be knowing when you're going through perimenopause and menopause as well. Those are things that your body naturally needs to be able to process. And to your point earlier with, you know, the microbiome and the gut, you want all of those things to be in balance. So I'm not someone that just works with hormones. That's honestly something I sort of avoided while I was on the pill because I kind of felt, you know, kind of like imposter syndrome with saying like, well, you shouldn't be on the pill, but I, you know, so, and that's the other thing. Like, I never say anybody, medication is not within my scope. So if you're on a medication, I need to know from like a contraindication standpoint. But my goal is not specifically to talk you out of being on medications. My goal is to bring your body into balance so that you can work with your physician to see if those medications are still necessary. Now, I personally, I didn't do that for my pill because, of course, you know, I have my network of support and I have my holistic practitioners that I work with as well. But at the same time, that is something that I definitely would encourage any client or women in general who are looking at birth control alternatives to get in line with their, whoever is providing that prescription for them, for sure. Talk with them about it as well.
That's so awesome. So I'm going to just say your website again. It's TiffanyMeyerWellness.com. You'll be able to also find the link below, and she has a contact page there. So just fill it out and she'll get right back to you. And hopefully Tiffany can do some one-on-one with you to help you. If you're listening to this podcast today and your mission is to eliminate control pill without side effects. So nice to meet you, Tiffany. And thank you so much for coming here to educate these women on your amazing success story. And hopefully you'll be able to impact others with this story.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Calling all speakers. eWomen Network has speaking engagements all over North America that must be filled. Are you a gifted messenger, author, expert, or successful entrepreneur that can help women entrepreneurs grow their businesses? Our mission is to help 1 million fulfilled women each achieve $1 million in annual revenue. If you're a speaker that can help women prosper, go to eWomenNetwork.com and sign up as a pro member of our Speakers Network. That's eWomenNetwork.com. Thanks for listening. This is the EWN Podcast Network.